Centerville is helping a group of breast cancer survivors from Portland and Vancouver raise money to participate in dragon boat races in New Zealand next month. Today, the Burgerville on Mill Plain in Vancouver is hosting a fundraiser with 20% of the sales going to the 26 local rowers.
Tamara Greenwell is one of the rowers. She is a breast cancer survivor. KXL's John Eric Smith talked to her.
I was not prepared for my doctor saying you have cancer, you know, in my 40s. I had no family history of it. At the time, I didn't know that 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer in their lifetime. And so moving through, you know, a double mastectomy, 16 rounds of chemo, nearly 30 rounds of radiation, it was a lot, and it's hard to keep going. And to find a support group of women or people who can kind of help you through that is really important. And coming out of radiation, a friend was like, hey, you should, you know, meet up with this dragon boat team. It's really fun. I thought, okay, I'll go, you know, try it and see what it's all about. And I got out on the boat, and the camaraderie and the competition and the peacefulness of being out on the water was incredible. But most important is the relationships with these other women who get it. You know, we've all moved through this very difficult time in our lives, but now we're all moving forward together to get stronger, to compete, and do something that services us emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and it's really special.
I think it's amazing that, you know, just hearing you talk about the process and the chemo and the radiation sounds exhausting. And the last thing I would want to do is to go do some rigorous physical activity. Maybe that was part of the therapy of it?
I think, you know, when your body gets beaten down medically to help save your life, it's a very difficult experience to continue to show up for. But knowing that there's something on the other side that can help rebuild my muscles after being atrophied, and to have something to look forward to where I can rebuild my body and get my strength back, it's super empowering.
So tell me about this race in New Zealand. You're going to be repping the Pacific Northwest, right?
I just want to squeal. We are so excited that we've, you know, got this cohort team from Portland and Vancouver. We typically compete, but we have joined forces to, you know, head across the ocean and compete internationally with dozens of teams from around the world. For many of us on the team, it's our first chance to compete internationally. For some, it's the first time they're traveling internationally. You know, some women on our team are in their 40s. Others are in their 80s. One woman has had 8 surgeries, and through dragon boating, she's, you know, rebuilding her strength and her spirit, and getting to go to New Zealand is such a great opportunity to just bond with other breast cancer survivors and show others that there's life after breast cancer.
Your team that's going to New Zealand is actually members of 2 different teams, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So there's the Catch 22 team, which practices in Vancouver at Vancouver Lake, and the Portland team, which is all breast cancer survivors, called Pink Phoenix, and they practice on the Willamette. And typically, you know, during Rose Festival and during races here locally, we compete against each other. But to make up a full team to go and represent the Pacific Northwest and the USA, we've joined forces and are actually practicing and training together. So it's really a unique opportunity for all of us to represent the Pacific Northwest and the U.S. together.
Again, that fundraiser is 4 to 8 tonight at Burgerville and Mill Plain in Vancouver. There is also a link to donate at KXL.com.